we have the European Commission saying that they're prepared to import beef from a country that's cutting down rainforests in order to produce some of their beef. I mean, there are situations that are poor, that are bad, but this is ridiculous. This is completely untenable for the European Commission. On one hand, to tell European farmers you've got to re-wet and restore land, and on the other hand, to import tariff-free beef from parts of South America where the rainforest has been cut down to produce that beef. This needs to be changed. It's not that the whole deal needs to be thrown out. It's that certain parts of it needs to be changed. And if they are changed, then I think we can live with it. But this is crucial. This is a turning point. And this will show the resolve of the new government and indeed of the European Parliament and our representatives there to stand up for European agriculture.
What can farmers do at a local level?
I think at a local level, farmers can make their views known to all of their public reps, their local representatives, their Dáil representatives, their MEPs. They can make it very, very clear, because we're not talking here about something that will have a small impact. We're talking here about something that could have an absolutely crucial impact on the future of the suckler cow herd and on the trade in this part of the world. You know, this is big stuff. This is not just luxury. It might be all right and we could get through it. That will not happen as things stand. So what we have to make sure is that the detail, the technical detail of this deal, you cannot say to farmers in Ireland, in Poland, in Austria, in France, in the Netherlands, that you have to re-wet and restore your lands for nature, but hey, at the same time, we're going to allow, you know, significant amounts of tariff-free beef into the EU, produced under entirely different conditions.
The detail is really important. This is an agreement that's going to be in place, it's proposed to be in place for a long time. So the safeguards that Ireland have been seeking and been to the forefront are going to be really crucial in relation to the position we adopt in relation to it. Our government are looking forward to seeing that text, and we'll then be very much informed by how strong that is in relation to the position we take on the agreement.